Okay, I'm here with Uma Lee and Leo Hoffmann. Very welcome here to The Longest Night. Maybe first question to Leo. When you received the invitation, what did you think about the invitation, the idea, this concept, The Longest Night, and inviting another artist?
Well, I was very happy to get this offer to invite somebody else, because I always think it's a working with hospitality in the arts or with we're doing an interview here. I'm sorry.
Never mind.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's nice because I'm working with this idea of hospitality a bit in the past years. So this is nice because I actually took this opportunity to invite somebody I wanted to work with since a long time, but I didn't had the chance to, or that there was no frame. So yeah, it's nice to be invited and at the same time being somebody who invites. Which is kind of the same thing. I started in an audit project where we live together and have audience, and we have people that we invite. So there's not like a monodirectional way of inviting people, but it gets a certain tension and corruption between people, and I think this is interesting.
Mm-hmm. And why, Leo, did you decide to invite Uma?
To work with Una, I know her since quite a long time, and I just realized at some point that I kind of from time to time think of her work, although I didn't saw very much, and I followed it a bit on the internet, so this was like a constant thing going on, and I think it just says something if this happens, because it doesn't happen so often. Often you Google people that you're working currently with a lot, or that are all around anyway a lot, and then I had this in mind quite a long time, and then it was just the moment, I think, and I'm very happy she agreed to join me here in Zurich for this event. So welcome, Una.
thank you
And how was it for you, Una, to receive this invitation to collaborate?
Well, to begin with, it was really very exciting to get the invitation, you know, partly because it was also part of the concept of the whole event, and I think made it a bit more special that to be invited to this with this framework, as Leo also put it, and there was a reason actually to do it also. And and we emailed each other first, I think, to change some ideas about what we could do, and we brought up what we've done in the past few years, and there were some similarities in some of the works that we've done, and we've kind of brought that to the foreground. And yesterday in the rehearsal, then we actually tried to put them together more. Into more of a wholesome event. So that was quite an organic process, which I think worked. So hopefully it'll be good tomorrow as well. Successful, hopefully, yeah.
But it's your first actual collaboration. You know your work, the work of the other respectively since many years. There are some similarities, and how does it feel to really actually developing something together, bringing it on stage in the longest night?
To me, it actually just feels really natural. Because we met in a workshop situation, actually, and we've done sort of practices where we exchange ideas and kind of coach each other, and we've kind of done that, I guess, throughout the process here, and it's just quite organic, really, and it doesn't feel not very forced, and we could have worked on a new piece, actually, if we had more time, but yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
So this experience could be a starting point for new development of combined collaborative works. What do you think?
Sure, why not?
Long distance. it has its merits.
Yeah.
Interests. Yeah.
Maybe another question. It's somehow, for some people, the longest night, the winter solstice. Is something special. Is it for you as well something special, or it's just the last weekend before Christmas?
Well, I really realized this dark situation because this winter I've been in Hamburg, where the sun sets is like one hour earlier. So I really feel living in a dark age. So it's just the intensity in this year. And beside of that, I don't know, maybe it has something to do with being alone in my feeling, darkness. I don't know why, maybe because you feel that the world gets blurry while it's dark and people hide in their sheds somehow. So for me, this winter situation always, I'm feeling like becoming an animal or something. And somehow there's some connection to this piece because we're working a bit with machines and it's a bit this topic of virtual voice assistants and voices in space and being haunted or something. Somehow this matches a bit like from a very atmospheric point of view in my experience.
And Una, you are even more far north in Belfast.
Yes, that's a bit higher than Hamburg. Yeah, it is. Also for me, I've never really realized this darkness until I moved to Belfast, because I lived in Germany, Cologne. That was still quite south. South. So, and then I did also realize why people, cherish the thought of Christmas, because it's just such a miserable time in that part of the world, Ireland and UK. It's just very dark and very wet, and I guess this is around the time where I would go visit my family and start to just hibernate. So this is quite special that I'm not at home at this time, but I think that makes it even more special to share this experience. Other people.
Of course, we did. You might know we did this format, the 16 hours from the years before, from sunrise to sunset. Now we decided to turn it around, but we decided to keep this 1 hour time slot. Is this, or was this something that you felt comfortable with, or is this more a limitation of your way of working? Would be interesting to have a feedback on this as well.
I don't know. I work in so different contexts in terms of space, timing, content, and so. For me, if I know what's the framework, I feel fine with most of them. Or I'm not experienced as much in any, but this isn't like the new biggest challenge or something like this. Yeah, I think it's more to adapt a little bit. I mean, we know that there's just so much going on this day and many, many people involved. And I think it's always like a task that you want to provide something and you have an aim for showing a good piece. But I think it's also important to kind of like go with the flow in this kind of a festival situation. Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah, generally. It wasn't a limitation, definitely. It was partly because also then I was informed that we have the hour to use of, it's not that it has to be an hour long performance. So actually it was quite freeing too, because we could really think about what we could do. And yeah.
And after this event here, your plans, projects for the next year? Already a long list of performances or other venues?
Yes, sure. A long list.
A long list.
Yeah.
And would you like to tell me a little bit?
We're doing music theater in Hamburg at Kampnagel, which is also a bit related to the subject of voices and bodies and automation. So it's a like of a music theater with the idea of cybernetics. So there's this Richard Brautigan poem, All Watched Over by Machines of Loving Grace, where this is this utopia of a world which is controlled by smart technologies. And it's like also a bit like a hippie poem. But there's, I think there's an interesting connection and to today's situation with digitalization. So we take this with our extreme mixed choir that we founded some years ago in Hamburg, which is just a very diverse group of people, of professionals and non-professionals. So yeah, we have 2 months to do this thing, and I'm very excited, and hopefully we can have some experiences how to, because it's always this, for me in my work, this big task, how to mediate between this fixed media things and how to be playful and nice to objects, and how can be objects nice to people, and because it's so many people, this it's gonna be good a big task. And tomorrow I'm gonna try to get a glimpse out of this as an experience. So yeah,
I have a short one. Mid-long list. I finished my PhD this year, so I'm in a sort of a transitional phase where I am actually starting off a couple of new projects and also launching projects that are finished. So, and I'll have an exhibition at Sonorities Festival.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like plugging in here. in Belfast. That's in April. And planned residency is slightly not public, but in June somewhere else, a bit more south of Europe. So a few things planned like that. Yeah.
So if you're more south, then remember there is a longer stay on the 21st of June.
Yeah.
Are you doing it next year?
I don't think so.
Right.
But the day is anyway there. There is the longest day of the year.
It's lovely, yeah.
And maybe, I don't know, our future projects, how we will continue, I don't know, but for sure we will reflect on your statements as well and as on the experience we will have tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, so we maybe will reframe this again or maybe we'll travel with the longest day, we don't know actually. Mm. But we are looking forward to your performance tomorrow, and I hope you will enjoy the evening.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.